Rendezvous de Cajun radio and TV program. C'est Claudia ici, a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice. And this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, State of Louisiana Office of Tourism at louisianatravel.com, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, and the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Low Maintenance with Drew Simone, and your host this evening, a musician, a recording artist, songwriter, an avid promoter of Cajun music and culture, Monsieur Ray Landry. So, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Low Maintenance with Drew Simone.
What's up, Drew?
Hey.
Let's get that out of the way so that we can spend the rest of the night just playing music. How about introducing the band members?
Absolutely. Welcome to the Liberty Theater, everyone. We are Low Maintenance. On my left, all the way to the left, on rhythm guitar from Youngsville, Louisiana, Mr. David Trahan. Yeah. And next to me on bass guitar from Broussard, Lafayette, but lives in Broussard now, Mr. Thomas John Vincent David.
Too many names.
And on my far right, over there playing the steel guitar, plays everything, but he's playing steel tonight. From Crowley, Louisiana, Justin Cormier. And next to me, the man with the fiddle, and from Abbeville, Louisiana, Mr. special guest for us, Mr. Bo Thomas. And in the back, the birthday boy himself. Today is his birthday, Mr. Jamie Beerb.
And of course, on the accordion, Mr. Drew Simon. Chat to toot. The dancers like that one, buddy. You know, this is the beginning of festival season, actually, again, for everybody here in Southwest Louisiana, in the middle of Louisiana. I'll be telling you about the CFMA Festival coming up, Cajun Culture Day at Vermilionville tomorrow, and Festivals Acadien coming up, and that's one festival that all the musicians stay home for, Festivals Acadien et Creole. We're going to do one for you. C'est ça qui fait le Cajun danser. That's what makes the Cajun dance.
A little song Jamie's dad did.
Oh,
That's why. That's a really good song. Tomorrow at Vermilionville in Lafayette, we have the Acadian Culture Day that's going to happen there tomorrow. It's a free festival. If you want to take you and your family, it's a family-oriented event. There's all kind of neat things to do for the family. The music will be provided by the Huval Fusilier Cajun Band. Then after them, it's Fufole is going to provide the music. There's a jam session that starts at 12 o'clock. All levels of musicians can attend. There's all kind of things to do tomorrow. There's cooking demo, artist demos, net making, quilting, boussillage, pie day, table français, tintinage, storytelling. There's a whole bunch of things tomorrow. So if you want to go to Vermilionville and have a really nice time with a family event at Vermilionville, that starts, it opens up at 10 o'clock. And we also are going to acknowledge all the things that the Michaud family has done for our culture. And they will be honored tomorrow at 10:30. So try to make it for that. And that's tomorrow at Vermilionville, Acadian Culture Day. It's a free festival. And the doors open up at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to do the Louisiana Ramblers Waltz.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Absolutely. I forget the set list, so...
That's okay. You were thinking about something else?
Oh, that's great. I like
okay.
That.
All right.
Belle chère,
te parla vostra naia vigliso.
Low Maintenance, yes, sir. Next Saturday here, August the 18th, will be Chris Miller in Bayou Roots with a special guest, Mr. Milton Vanacore, is going to be here. And also Mary Conk is going to be the host next Saturday on the 18th. And right after that, on August the 25th, Blake Miller and the Vermilion Playboys will be providing... let's hear it for Blake. Providing the music here. That's August the 25th. There's all kind of things starting to happen, you know, around festival season here. Be letting you know that the CFMA National Board has got some things happening. That's going to happen. Start on the, actually, August the 16th is when it's all going to start. Be telling you about that soon. Let me see if I got my song list. Cypress Inn Special.
Cypress Inn Special. Who wrote that song? Justin, you know? No,
I'm sorry.
Not Jesse Grader. No, it's old two step that somebody wrote it. I wrote it.
Yes. If you say the wrong name, whoever wrote it is going to call you sure.
It's a great, great song. It's I guess there was a Cypress Inn. Cypress Inn's better. Soir, la base au Cypress Inn. Well, I'll buy those diapers in. Thank you so much. The Cypress Inn.
Yes, sir.
Special.
Cypress Inn special. Great job, Jew. You know, tonight, if you were paying attention earlier, we have a birthday boy on the bandstand this afternoon. Jamie Bergeron is celebrating his birthday. It's almost over. And we have a special birthday cake for him.
That's right. We made it. It took us all afternoon to make this. So I'd like for everyone to join me and sing a happy birthday to Jamie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jamie Beer. Happy birthday to you. All right. All right, we're going to share that cake with everybody here, so.
That's right. Everybody gets a piece of cake.
That's right.
Cupcake. You know that that cupcake was provided. And the name of the cupcake is the Banana Fufana Cupcake, compliments of the Sweet Boutique Cupcake Cafe, located at 207 South 2nd Street, just a few steps from the front door of the Liberty Theater. They're going to be closed by the time this show ends, but remember, Jenny told me to tell you, if you love good cupcakes, Tuesday morning you can be there and get you some Banana Fufana Cupcakes. I don't think we have enough.
It looks good, though.
Soin mes enfants.
Oh, let's do that.
Take care of my kids.
Let me do this.
You know, Drew's a brand new dad, by the way. Has a brand new baby daughter called Lucy. Lucy Seymour.
Yep.
So we'd like to do something that Wayne Toops recorded. Soin mes enfants. Take care of my kids. And by the way, those are Bo's kids, or one of his Bo's kids,
one's
running
Bo
across
there. Jamie's, I think.
Yeah. Don't worry about us. Just walk across that stage.
It's right? A family show.
They wanted a piece of that cupcake, buddy. All right, Drew. Jamie Beer, the birthday boy on vocals. Yeah, man. You know, we have some members of the Pine Leaf Boys here tonight, and there's a special event happening at Lakeview right after this event. We have the Royal Rumble, head-to-head again, the Battle of the Bands. The Pine Leaf Boys against the Malfecteurs, starting at 7 o'clock, two bands for the price of one. That's going to happen at Lakeview tonight, and I just
Just down the road. Yeah, it starts at 8. Just I think they're going to have a they had it the first time, and I think they're going to have it this time. They have it? Yeah, a big boxing ring.
Oh, really?
And the bands play on the boxing ring. The weirdest thing in the ground.
Well, anyway, I was looking here, and the doors open at 7, but the band, the music starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to start around 8, a little after 8, probably.
By the way, I just got a text from Wilson saying that love that birthday boy's vocals. He plans to see you over there tonight, too. He told me to invite everybody after you leave the Liberty Theater. It's not that far, right down, actually, One Noddy. You can go to Lakeview Park and see the Royal Rumble tonight. Let's see, the Lawtail Two-Step. One of my favorites.
Sing one.
You want me to sing behind Jamie? Really?
Of course. I do it all the time.
Lockdown two-step. One of my favorites, the Lawtail Two-Step. They got all kind of events coming up. I'm telling you, I got papers here falling off of this this podium here. But we're going to talk later, and we're going to play music, something called Pula Danyar Fo.
All right.
For the last time, an old Adam Hebert song that's probably been recorded by every Cajun musician out there. I've heard Drew do it before, Pula Danya before, and hopefully this it won't be the last time we hear him play. You got it, Drew. That thing's falling all apart, buddy. You got it. Jamie's singing this.
Yeah. How was the jam session today?
The jam session was great. Actually, I was going to talk about that in a little bit. We had Brazos and Brazos Huval and his brother.
Chad.
They got some minutes. 14 of them. Oh, my God. Chad. Yeah. Chad. Chad Huval and Brazos were there. I got to tell you. I'll talk about the jam session at the break, but it was so nice. You know, Brazos is a music instructor, Cajun fiddle music instructor, and all of his students, like there were about 15 of them, young kids, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, all playing Cajun music. One of the most beautiful things I've seen in a long time. Bo, you know what I'm talking about when you see those kids play that. But I'm not talking about just playing. I'm talking about playing. You know, and these kids were great. I'll talk about it in a little bit. Pula Janyad 4, Birthday Boy. Low maintenance. Pula Denyer for. I tell you, they got some talent up here this afternoon, folks. It's just oozing out on that bandstand. Okay, we're going to change it up.
We're going to do a song Justin wanted to play. It's La Maison avec deux portes, House of Two Doors. Who wrote that?
Johnny Allen actually
wrote
it.
That.
Yeah, he wrote that. And then the, let me see, Warren Storm and that group did it with Blake Mouton, remember? Blake Mouton was on the accordion, did a fantastic job. And some other guy, I don't know, who I forgot his name, recorded it. I think his name Ray Landry or something. So hey, we're going to do Justin.
All the words. Y'all want to hear Ray sing one?
No.
Yeah, why not?
We got to do this later.
Ray's always been...
The House with Two Doors.
Oh, he's going to sing one. Ray's always been one of my favorite singers, so hopefully he can remember the words of this one.
That's what I'm afraid of. I won't remember the words. Pour aller m'amuser tous les temps en temps. Je connais, ça va me clêler. Ça va pas me cuire à souper. La meilleure chose que je peux faire, c'est aller me coucher. Moi et mes amis, on a resté passer ma nuit. Moi, je vais faire. Moi et mes amis, on a resté passer ma nuit. Ça, je connais, sera pas content. C'est pour ça que tu les mets ça. Elle porte en arrière et en avant. Tu tires ton chapeau avant que tu dors. Souhaite tu feras pas de ton fond. Low maintenance, yes, sir. Okay, T.
Yeah.
Step back just a little bit. We're closing the curtain. Low maintenance will be back probably in about 5-8 minutes. They'll be right back. Low maintenance. Mr. Drew Simon, accordion. Jamie Beer. Yes, sir. Justin Cormier. Tomar David. David Trojan. Mr. Bo Thomas. They got some talent up here, I'm telling you. They're going to be right back. They had the whole show tonight. Just a quick reminder of things that's going to happen. You know, like tonight, the Royal Rumble at the Lakeview Park and Beach. Battle of the Bands, the Pine Leaf Boys versus Les Malfecteurs. The doors open up at 7 o'clock, and the music will start at 8. Sure place to be. I know I'm headed that way. Just a, another reminder of next Saturday, August the 18th, Mr. Chris Miller and Bayou Roots, special guest star, Mr. Milton Vanacore. I think Mr. Milton just turned 92 years old and still singing. Boy, he can get up and hit those high notes. It's amazing. Truly amazing. And he'll be a part of this show next Saturday with Christopher and Bayou Roots. And then also, Mary Conk will be the MC. That's always going to be real fun with Mary being here. And right after that, on August the 25th, Mr. Blake J. Miller and the Vermillion Playboys. His family's right there. They will be performing, and then September the 1st, the Fatra Cajun Band will be performing here. And then August Broussard, Cajun August Broussard and friends will be here as well. September the 8th, a special night, Cameron Dupuy, and the Cajun Troubadours all the way from New Orleans. And they have a second band that's going to play. The band will be announced. Richard Miller on September the 15th and the Musical Playboys. We'll be here on August 15th. And also T.J. Romero et les Gros Chemins Playboys, right, là, sur le 15 de septembre, the 15th of September. And September the 22nd, so we're going to be celebrating 25 years here at the Liberty Theater. Isn't that amazing, 25 years? Class of 87, the Jambalaya Cajun Band, Bubba Hebert, Cameron Dupuy, Zach Fuselet, Luke and Philip Huval will all be performing with the Jambalaya Cajun Band. It's going to be D.L. Menard is going to be here as well, so it's going to be a real special night. And that's celebrating 25 years here at the Liberty Theater. September the 29th, Cos Fontenot, his first band, and Forrest Huval will be the second band. We were talking a while ago about the jam sessions, and we were talking about Vermillionville. Every Saturday at Vermillionville, we have a jam session. And what we do, it's brought to the public by the BVD, which is the Bayou Vermillion District. The Bayou Vermillion District is the parent company of Vermillionville. We're also responsible of keeping 25 miles of bayou water clean as best we can. And then we also have Vermillionville, and we have a jam session every Saturday. What's nice about the jam session is that we feature two well-known musicians to play the jam session, and all the amateur musicians come and they play Cajun music. So today I had Chad and Brazos Huval. Next Saturday I'm going to have Drew Seymour and Bo Thomas there be performing. So it's free to the public at Vermillionville. It starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3:30. It's held in the Performance Center. It's a big old giant building where we hold all of our dances. It can hold more than 500 people. There's places to dance. There's places just to sit down and listen to the music. It's brought to you by the CFMA and the BVD. And it's really nice. Like today, you know, they must have had 15 kids under the age of 13 playing fiddle. I counted that we had 47 musicians playing at the same time. And it's truly amazing for all of those musicians to be able to keep time within themselves. But it's not an amplified jam session. It's an acoustic jam session. So you get to listen to the guy next to you playing. It's wonderful. I would encourage you to come and be a part of it. Every Saturday is free to get in. They normally charge to get in to Vermillionville. Just tell them you're going to the jam session. They will let you in free. Like I said, next Saturday going to be Drew Seymour and Bo Thomas. I'm seeing Bo Thomas, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to him yet. I'm hoping he's going to come. Also, also celebrating 24 years of the CFMA. We're going to celebrate. The CFMA is going to celebrate this year 24 years of Le Festival de la Musique Cajun Awards and Festival is going to happen on August the 16th. With the CFMA, we have three events. We have a Thursday night dance in which we give all of the chapter awards, and we also present the French-speaking contest winners and chapter awards. That's going to happen on August the 16th at the La Poussière. La Poussière is the only remaining Cajun dance hall left in existence. It's one of the most, if you've ever been to one of these Cajun dance halls, the La Poussière survived them all. It's a smoke-free venue. You can go there and have a great time, listen to Cajun music, drink beer or your favorite alcohol, or you can just come in and drink water if you'd like. Excuse me. And that's going to happen on August the 16th. The address is 1215 Grand Point Avenue in Broadbridge. Admission is free. The doors open at 5 o'clock. Ceremony starts at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and drinks available for purchase and music by the Cajun Youth Band. That's always great to get a whole bunch of kids playing, and that's going to happen on Thursday, August 16th. On Friday, August the 17th, at the Cade Community Center in, I'm looking at Smead Highway, 1688 Smead Highway, St. Martinville. Admission is $5. That's the award ceremony. That's when we're going to find out who wins for best vocalist, female vocalist, favorite accordion player, favorite best fiddler, song of the year. All of this is going. We're going to find out on August the 17th. Remember, it's the 24th annual Le Cajun Award ceremony. The doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 7. Music by Jackie Calle, Ivor Duga, and the Cajun Cousin will be performing and providing the entertainment that night. And then that weekend on Saturday, August the 18th, is when we have our Cajun Music Festival. That's going to be at the Cade Community Center as well. And the adults, $10. Children under 12 get free. Food and drinks available at 9 a.m. opening ceremony. Introduction of chapter presidents and the queens. And Harry LaFleur, who is the founder of the CFMA, is going to be there. 10 o'clock. Paul Daigle and Cajun Gold will be on stand, on the bandstand. 1:15 to 2:45, the young generation and showcasing the CFMA dance troupe at 1:15. 3:30 to 6 o'clock, Walter Muto and the Scott Playboys will be there. At 6:15, Ellis Vanacor and the Lacassine Playboys will be closing the whole show out. So remember, on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, don't plan anything because we have your 3 days planned out for you. Are we ready yet back there? No, not yet? Not yet. Okay. So, let me see. No dead air. I got to find some things to talk about. Tonight, like we talked about a while ago, the Royal Rumble, Battle of the Bands, the Pine Leaf Boys and the Moth Factors. They did it last year. Anybody go?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It was 2 years ago. I thought it was last year. Anyway, who won? Drew, can you tell me? Naturally, yeah, the Pine Leaf Boys were. Battle of the Bands, Pine Leaf Boys versus the Les Malfacteurs will be providing the music at Lakeview. You know, it's a wonderful venue they have here. Saturday, so you shouldn't have to be planning your Saturdays at all. I got it planned out for you. Because Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville, you come to the jam till 3:30. There's just enough time to make it to the Liberty Theater and listen to whoever's playing here. It's always a great show at the Liberty Theater. And then you go right down the road. Yes. Come on, we can do it better than that. Let's hear it for the Liberty Theater. That's right. 25 years. And then right after that, we can go right there to Lakeview and listen to music. So, and then Sunday morning, you can meet JB and Sue and I. We're either going to be in Kankton at the St. John Berkman's Catholic Church, or are we going to be at St. Peter's Church in Cameron Crowe? We're always there, 8 o'clock. You know, people are like cattle. We all sit at the same place. I can always tell when when JB and Sue are there, they always hit it the same place, and I was always in the back waving at them. So, are we ready, boys?
Sure.
Okay, let me see if I can find my song list now. I'm sorry? Whatever, I can't hear. I've been in front of the amp too long all my life. So, let's hear it again. For Low Maintenance, Drew Simo. I didn't even have my microphone on. Justin, you remember when you and I met? No, you don't. I remember.